Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk Rumble. Now and live.
Hello and welcome to the WrestleTalk podcast. I am Luke Owen and I'm joined by the hardest working person in all of sports infotainment, Denise Salcedo. How are you, Denise?
I'm doing good. Happy Friday.
And a happy Friday to you. You have not been with us on this day for very long because you got up 20 minutes before the stream started. How are you feeling now that you've been awake and talking for an hour and a half?
I feel tired. I still want to go back to bed. My eyes are still droopy. I want to lay down. You know, I've noticed that Fridays are my laziest days, even though I have two shows and like other stuff that I do in between the shows. But I just, Fridays, it's just like, I'm done. It's the day that I crash. Like, I'm just exhausted.
Should just be a three-day weekend. That should be the new rule.
Yeah.
But let's get into the show itself. We're joined by Alex, Queen of the Ring, and we are talking about the possible main event of All Out, because apparently it's not going to be Hangman Page. Here's the show. I can't quite believe this, but apparently it's not going to be Hangman Page versus Kenny Omega at this year's All Out. So who else could it possibly be? Could it be CM Punk? Could it be Bryan Danielson? Could it be Christian Cage? We'll discuss that in a bit more. I am Luke Owen, and I'm joined by the hardest working person in all of sports infotainment, who woke up 20 minutes ago, Denise Salcedo.
I literally woke up 20 minutes ago and I was like, I got 10 minutes to eat breakfast. I got 10 minutes to get ready. I had like makeup all over my face. And then like, I was getting text messages, and that's how I found out about the news that we're talking about today. So I was like, okay. And I sat down here and I was like, all right, we're good to go.
And your intro was going to be Denise Salwaldo, because you got caught out. Did you see this, Alex? That Denise, so me and Denise have had this ongoing thing. She's got an addiction to this mobile game, right? Where like she's like doing interior design and stuff, and she's bought into loads of microtransactions. However, she's been buying diamonds to then spend on other things. Apart from was, she hasn't been charging them to her own credit card. Have you, Denise?
Okay, so from the months of February to July, I have been making like between like I would make little purchases of like $1.99, $5.99, $9.99. There was a couple $19.99s in there. They were all being charged to my fiance's card, and he like just found out because he was checking his statement, and he was like, he's an Apple, like he doesn't use Android, and he kept getting charges from Google Play. So turns out he was trying to figure it out. It was me. I was charging it to the wrong card. I didn't know. And so I went back and checked the billing history. I owe him $200, which means I was spending $33 a month on those dumb diamonds just so that I can get couches so that I can design my fake homes.
That's how they get you. You have to level up and you have to buy the diamonds all month trying to get to one level.
Exactly. And that's what Luke was telling me. And he was trying to get me out of purchasing these things. And I just wanted to play Luke.
Now, is the wedding still on? Is your fiance that mad?
All he did was say that he has a child. He was like, I literally have a child. He's like, you're like this kid that are charging mom's credit card to play games.
So yeah, Denise Al Waldo is joining us today, but you are not the only person here. We are joined by a very special guest, Alex, Queen of the Ring, best friends with John Cena. It's lovely to have you here as
That's
always.
That's my bestie. Yeah. John Cena. I've been tweeting at him every morning. I just hope he has a good day, as we all. I hope we all have a good day.
He does put on a lot of inspirational quotes, so maybe it's time somebody finally gave him a little bit of inspiration.
Right? I just hope he has a good day. I told him this morning, like, how does he work out his wrist? Because there was that video that came out where he signed like 3,000 autographs for one live event. And I was like, well, that must be a really good workout for your wrist. Also, Bart Simpson is left-handed as well, so you're not alone in this world. I just want to give him some positivity.
Wow. All right. I was not aware of that was going on with John Cena.
Yeah. the more you know.
We have our two bits of feedback early doors, and I think this really does tell you everything that we need to know about our audience. Church of Joshi is awesome. Denise is a well-paying mark. So there you go.
Can you believe it? Like, it's like I could have saved those $200 and bought furniture for my real home. Like, if you think about it, I could have literally, this desk cost $200. I could have bought another desk. All right, these things didn't cost $200.
No, they didn't.
Exactly. I could have bought those.
But your fiance called and been like, listen, I don't know where that came from. Maybe it was a fraud. And then get the $200 back and then get some new furniture.
Yeah, it's done. It's done. It's done.
Reinvest that $200 into more diamonds.
I forgot to tell you how we found out. Because we were at the baseball game yesterday and I got bored and I was like, I'm going to play my furniture game. And I started. And then that's when it dawned on him that he was like, hey, I've been meaning to ask you about this. And I had just made a $9.99, like $9 purchase.
Oh, Denise.
There's no shame. There's no shame there in that game. I've been there.
Thank you.
I've been there before. Not charging $200, but I've been there. I'm buying the stuff from the real games. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. It really sucks. I just want to play. They really make it so hard for people to play.
Right. Let's talk about our main topic of conversation here. Just before I do, actually, Alex, are you on the right microphone there? Sound like, are you on your webcam mic or are you on your mic?
Ooh, let's check.
Go down to cam mic. You'll be able to tell there, really.
Oh, I am on my Scarlett.
Maybe put it up.
While Alex is having a little play around with that, you actually sound fine. I just wanted to double check, make sure. So this comes in from Dave Meltzer in this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, following on from yesterday's episode of Dynamite. I keep saying yesterday because that's when I watch on a Thursday. Wednesday's episode of Dynamite, which, you know, saw Hangman Page and the Dark Order lose to the Super Elite. Hangman Page and the Dark Order have fallen out of the top five rankings. They aren't getting their shots at All Out. But we all thought, they'll find some storyline way to make sure that it is still Hangman Page versus Kenny Omega at All Out. Not so, according to Big Daddy Dave, who says Adam Page is not getting the main event of All Out with Kenny Omega. At one point, it was the plan, but plans change. The 10-man tag was designed to shock people when they veered off that match, but one would think they'd be going to it later. They were pushing Christian Cage for the title match next. Whether that's on TV in a few weeks or pay-per-view should be pretty clear soon. They've done angles to where they could do Cage and Eddie Kingston both against Omega, but Christian feels like a match for a major Dynamite. Kingston could be the one to headline a pay-per-view, but with the additions, maybe that's also a TV match as well. And of course, that adds on to the added speculation that CM Punk is likely going to be in the company before we even get to All Out with the Rampage show on the 20th. could we be getting CM Punk here? We actually had this conversation on yesterday's podcast. Ollie was pushing that he thinks it should be Punk versus Omega at All Out. Denise, where do you stand on this? Do you think it should still be Paige?
No, and I think, hold on, I didn't answer that question right. This is a big mistake. Let me just start off by saying that, okay, I think that they should have definitely stuck with the plan and done Hangman Page versus Kenny Omega because he is red hot right now. And if we've learned anything in wrestling is that just because someone is red hot at the moment does not always mean they're going to stay red hot. I mean, they might always be popular, but that that momentum will, you know, cool off just a tad bit there. And here's the thing, when Dark Order and Hangman Page lost on AEW Dynamite, I didn't think of it as a big deal. Had I known, I would have been more thought of it as more of a big deal because like you, I thought that they were going to find some other way to essentially find their way back into this match. So I didn't think, I was like, oh yeah, okay, he lost. All right, cool. Let's move on. That match is still going to happen, right? And like in my mind, it was still set to happen. And so with this, I just think that, look, I know people might say like, okay, we're going to want CM Punk versus Kenny Omega. I just do not think that CM Punk versus Kenny Omega or Daniel Bryan versus Kenny Omega needs the title. And also CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, they do not need the title whatsoever. They already got everything that they need to essentially get over with the people and have entertaining matches with people. So I do not think that that should be a title match. And I know some people are going to argue, well, you know, at Full Gear, the Kenny Omega and Bryan Danielson or Kenny Omega, CM Punk, whatever direction they decide to go in is probably going to be like a better match with whatever happens based on All Out, right? I don't think so. I think if they would have put Hangman Page like, hell, Hangman Page versus Bryan Danielson, that would have definitely done well. And so this to me just feels like a very bad idea, especially because this was the hottest storyline that we've had right now in wrestling that people are into. People are really into the new rising star. And that's something that AEW has been all about, is making those new stars. And I don't know. I'm not a fan of this. Obviously, we do not know what they have in mind. Hell, maybe they might come up with some brilliant idea that I'll be like, you know what? This is better. But right now, I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, you and I talked about this on the Money in the Bank live stream when you joined us for there, because I was the only one who was pushing for like Kenny to win at All Out, right? Like I was saying, you can run this and you can do Kenny and Hangman to at Full Gear or something along those lines. But the more this has gone on, the more I'm like, oh, and actually after Omega won last night on Wednesday, I was like, damn, dude, Hangman definitely has to win it All Out now. But like, you know, let's be honest, but Dave could be wrong on this one. But if it's not, are you in agreement? Do you think it's the wrong move?
I think it is the wrong move. I agree with Denise. It's for me, like, I think Adam Page climbing up to the top of the mountain has been like 2 or 3 years in the making. Ever since he was in Ring of Honor, everyone's wanted him to climb up to get the main title somewhere. And now with this story, it is the hottest like feud that's going on right now. And it would just be full circle for Adam Page to have that match at All Out and to win the championship at All Out. And I also agree where CM Punk or Daniel Bryan, whoever it is, they don't need a title when they go to AEW. They can do whatever they want. Listen, CM Punk could be the last person to show up at All Out, and he could sit in the middle of the ring and recite Rock Lobster, and it would still like make headlines, you know? So I just don't think that he needs the title. Like, I understand the, you know, the push and the star quality and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But Adam Page has proven himself time and time again that he is more than deserving of this title shot and this huge opportunity at All Out. Like, I get it. It's CM Punk. It's Chicago. But Phil Brooks does not need it. He doesn't.
He doesn't. No, he really doesn't.
The other thing I would say on that as well is that if it is Omega Punk at All Out, do you want to have Omega drop the title to Punk the second he comes in? Because
no.
otherwise your option is you're beating Punk in Chicago on his first night pay-per-view night in the company. Yeah. That to me sounds like a very bad move. Yeah. Like that's a terrible way to like possibly kill a territory.
I'm wondering what plan TK has up his sleeve.
TK.
What is he thinking? What is he thinking? What's going on here? Really?
Well, I don't know, because I went I was at the first All-Ins before AEW was even a thing. And that whole weekend, there was buzz of like, CM Punk might come out, CM Punk might come back to blah, 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 to wrestling. And it didn't happen. And yet that event was not overshadowed by that prediction. You know, like there was Okada at the event, and Kenny versus Pentagon Jr. Like that event, yeah, that whole show was amazing. And even at the end of that show, Cody even went on, I don't know if this was on air, but he was on the mic and he was like, you know that this show is special because not any one of you are running to the parking lot to try to beat traffic. You're still here. And nothing of that event ever, CM Punk didn't touch that event. There was barely any CM Punk chants at the event. So it's proven that like Chicago doesn't need CM Punk. You know what I mean? And AEW, sure, it would be really cool if CM Punk came out. It'd be really cool if he came out at the Last Dance Rampage on August 20th. And if he comes to AEW, he does a match at All Out. There are so many other great people on that roster for CM Punk to have an amazing first match, 7 years coming back. There are so many other people. Maybe if you want to build to him with the title, sure. But I don't think it should be Kenny Omega and CM Punk. Adam Page and CM Punk down the road, amazing. But not yet. It's way too early.
Whatever happened to the Darby Allin theories? Like, man, like that was like a whole little thing. And people were complaining then. And I was like, bro, what do you guys want him to do? So they could have definitely done Darby CM Punk, but it doesn't seem like. Well, I mean, at this point, honestly, I don't know what the plan is because I feel like we've kind of thought of different variations and different plans of what they could have in store. And to me, it just seems like they could have just stuck to what they were doing because now it's like all of this has to tie in somehow, okay? Because they did not spend all of that time building up Hangman Page and building up Hangman Page versus Kenny Omega for them all of a sudden to be like, well, that's on the back burner. And I hate to say this, and I'm probably going to get heat for this, but that is a WWE move right there. And if WWE would have done it, people would have been pissed. I'm just going to say that much.
You should get zero amount of heat for that because you are bang on the banana. That is very much, I think you're 100% on
banging the bananas.
I said bang on the banana. You're the one who's talking about banging bananas.
I'm banging the banana.
The banana.
There was we were talking about here in the UK over the Euro Cup final weekend. There was a guy who got massively drunk on 20 cans of Strongbow at like 2 p.m. and he stuck a light flare up his butt and like set it off in the middle of Leicester Square, right? And there was an interview with him recently in a newspaper and he was like, yeah, I drank 20 cans of Strongbow and I banged a load of powder. I have zero regrets on what I did. So banging a load of powder has now become one of our new favorite phrases.
Oh.
I'm just like, what's the sign of a good day? Banged a load of powder and I had 20 cans of Strongbow stuck a flare up my ass.
Oh, God. What is going on over there?
I know.
So, Alex, you've been called out already. Alex, you didn't mention SP3 was sitting next to you at All In.
Well, there's a video on my YouTube channel of him and I singing Kenny Omega's song, like, oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah, that was fun, but I miss you.
So I think on the when I looked at like yesterday's show, I wrote down sort of like my sort of predicted card for All Out, and I had CM Punk versus Darby Allin as one of those matches, just based off the fact that Allin cut that promo. I was like, you can have maybe CM Punk come out on the Dynamite before Rampage, then you can have your first like the first official CM Punk interview on that Rampage show. That's how you're bringing in the viewers and use that to set up the Darby Allin match to go to All Out, right? I think putting CM Punk in the main event is a mistake. But having said that, I also think putting Christian Cage in that spot is probably an even bigger mistake. Like, do we really think that like Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage is like that's the feud that people are going to be really into at this point over Page versus Omega?
Denise? Let's rewind a little bit. Hold on a second, because I just thought of something and I have a question for both of you. So obviously this is not going to happen in Chicago, but let's say AEW decides to eliminate Hangman Page from this picture here. Let's just say that they decide to do Kenny Omega, CM Punk, right? And let's say CM Punk wins the bout. Let's just say that. All right. Obviously Chicago fans are going to be happy no matter what happens on that show. Will this in other cities have people turning on CM Punk because they all knew that was supposed to be for Hangman Page. Do you think that I would kind of turn a little bit on CM Punk?
I think so. I think they would. I think New Yorkers would.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd probably want to bring Punk in as a heel anyway, because I think Punk's a better heel than he is a babyface.
But I don't think Punk should come in as a heel, though. I think he should come in as a babyface and be like, Chicago, everybody loves me.
I think he should come in as a heel, because like for 7 years, he's just been so against wrestling. Why not come back that flair, you know, come back like wrestling needed me, you know, like you've been gone. Yes. Like wrestling's been crap. See, I'm on my best behavior. Wrestling has been crap like for 7 years. You all needed me. You've been chanting my name, this and that. Like be that like that savior type, you know? Like that's, I feel like he should go in as heel because it just makes sense with the history that he's had. I mean, even with the Colt Cabana podcast and even with that lawsuit and everything, it just makes sense to play off and get that ultimate heat. And I think that would be better for him if he did win in Chicago. Like, of course, Chicago, like, they're fully behind him. That's hometown hero. But if he shows up in L.A., New York, Florida, Charlotte, doesn't matter. Like, I think that that would be good for him to get that heat. And that's when people are really going to tune in, you know? I think that would make sense if he got the heat.
I would totally agree with you. I would say like you can bring him in as a heel. Bret Hart, this situation though. So he is a heel everywhere else but Chicago. Chicago is the only place where he is like, he's the overwhelming baby face in Chicago, but everywhere else he is the hated heel. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be really fun to do for Punk.
Okay, I'm going to stick to babyface. And the reason for that is that we all know that AEW has thrown a couple of shots at WWE in their day. We know that we're fully aware. Yeah, just a tad bit, you know?
Scandalous.
And so, like, obviously he's going to come in. He's going to get this, like, big reception. And you got to think that it's going to be easy for him. Like, Alex was bringing up the whole, like, you know, he's been gone from wrestling, this and that. But it's so easy to be like, the other company killed my passion. It's so going to be so easy to get an immediate pop from the crowd when he basically starts saying, like, I came back because of the AEW fans. I came back because of what they've been doing here. And so I just think it's going to be a very easy reaction if they were to do that. So here's the cool thing about CM Punk is that now you can go either direction. You can go the direction you guys want, coming in as a heel. He can come in as a babyface, etc. But yeah, I do think it would be a very easy reaction and something that I feel like if he were to throw a shot, I feel like it's going to be something people are going to be talking about. And at the end of the day, they're going to want people talking about, you know, CM Punk came in to the rival company and did and said this, you know?
I'm going to go to you for this one, Alex, because the other name that Meltzer brought up was Eddie Kingston as a fellow New Yorker. I mean... We actually learned yesterday, in fact, Eddie Kingston is a fan of this channel. He is a fan of WrestleTalk because he's a fan of Ollie Davis and he watches us a lot. So thanks, Eddie. but like, I feel like if you're going to do the Eddie title show, you're going to do Eddie Omega. Surely you want to do that at the New York show, right?
Yes. 1000%. Yes. I've been pitching for Santana and Ortiz to come together with Eddie Kingston. And I think that would be really cool if they finally get together, reform some kind of LAX something faction for AEW and have a title match in New York. It just makes sense. I think that Eddie Kingston's time has kind of passed with him being having a title shot. Like, I think he should have got, like, he got so much... I'm losing my words. Sorry.
Momentum.
Yes, there we go. Thank you, Denise. Thank you. He had so much momentum when he first got into AEW. I mean, he was trending. There were the timeline was all Eddie Kingston, Eddie Kingston, Eddie Kingston. And I would like to see him go after the title. I don't think that All Out is the place for him. I think that the New York show is the place for him. If he wins it at the New York show, I mean, we're going to go wild. We're going to go wild. We might burn a car. I don't know. I'm not saying I would, but I think it might happen. But
it's not fun unless cars are being burnt, man.
It's an old, it'll be an old car, a 97 Honda. I don't know, but something. Something will happen. But I just Ollie's think just, that.
Ollie wants to let you know, Alex, that Eddie loves him because he's the cutest.
That's not true. Anyway.
Talk about shots being thrown.
That's not true, Ollie.
You called Ollie cute. How did this whole thing start between you guys in Ollie's, Battle of the Cuteness?
He started it.
That's because like Ollie is the cutest wrestling YouTuber. Kawaii. He started
it. But Denise and I exist, so that doesn't make sense.
I don't want to hurt Ollie's feelings, so I'm not going to say anything. At the end of the day, he still signs my paycheck.
Fair.
Sorry, Alex. Fair. I interrupted you.
But yeah, I think it makes sense for him to have the title shot at the New York show. I don't think it makes sense for All Out. And going back to Christian Cage, that's another one where, like, again, he had a lot of momentum coming back, and then nothing. Like, it's just flat out, like, just nothing. I thought that he was going to go straight to the title. That was someone that I thought could have gone straight to Kenny Omega for a title shot. And even if it's just a one-off title shot, like, it's Christian Cage. It's Christian Cage, Captain Charisma, you know? But I don't know. I mean, my heart would really grow 9 inches if Eddie Kingston won the title in the New York. That's all I'm thinking about now. No thoughts, just Eddie Kingston.
You see, I feel completely opposite. I like Eddie Kingston, obviously. I'm a fan, obviously. But, and yeah, you know, you mentioned the fact that he came in with this momentum. And yeah, he did. But I just don't think that because the momentum hasn't stuck, I don't see him defeating somebody like Kenny Omega to become champion. I can definitely see him challenging for the belt. But I just think that I just think that it's a different type of champion that you would get with Eddie Kingston. And I don't necessarily know if that's the direction to go. So I would definitely stick with Kenny Omega on that one. It would be an awesome moment because, as Alex mentioned, you know, the passion in New York and all of that, they're obviously going to root for him. But I feel like that's going to be a very specific target audience. And who else is going to I mean, there's going to be people around the world reacting that way, right? But not as heavy as the New York audience. And then with Christian Cage, we also mentioned that momentum that he came in with, but I think it's a totally different momentum from the momentum that Eddie Kingston came in with. Eddie Kingston came in and it was like, oh, he's so cool. Oh my God, this is, I'm so happy for him. Like, everybody was happy for him, right? Christian Cage, I think he came in with this momentum because at the end of the day, people respect Christian Cage and people were excited because there was this whole, you know, the whole controversy with who is this, you know, mystery person that's coming in at AEW Revolution. But I don't recall many people or hardly anybody really saying that they want Christian Cage going for that title. In fact, everybody was opposed to that. They were like, he shouldn't go directly for the title. He shouldn't go directly for the title. And then you had Christian Cage coming on here saying that obviously if he was going to go for the title, he was going to work for it. So while Christian Cage and Eddie Kingston, I think, are two very legit, credible opponents for the champion, I do not necessarily think that either of them should be champion.
I also don't think that either Kingston or Cage is not the All Out main event. Like, I think Omega Cage, Christian Cage, is a great Dynamite main event. Build a whole show around it, like a big world title match. That I can totally, I think that'd be an awesome TV special. But like, I don't think that Christian Cage is the man to be headlining All Out. And I just feel like this should be Paige. And I'm hoping beyond all hope that Dave is wrong on this one. I'm hoping that Dave's sources are wrong on this one. And the plans are going to stick the way they are. It is going to be Omega Paige, because I think Omega Paige is the feud right now. That is the match right now. You saw the reaction that Paige got on Dynamite this week. That was a superstar babyface reaction. That should be your guy main eventing the show. I'm very passionate about this one. I'm sticking my flag in for the Hangman Page camp.
Here's the thing is that I don't think, okay, so first and foremost, I don't think he's wrong, but here's the thing though. I don't know how the wrestling community is reacting to this yet, because I haven't gone on Twitter or anything just yet, but if the reactions to this aren't necessarily that great, I would be curious to see if, you know, Tony Khan would be like, you know what? People aren't liking this idea. Maybe we should just stick with what we were going to do. So I could see that happening. But if it's off right now and Dave says it's off, I believe that it's off.
Oh, man. I think the only
which is sad, right? We don't want it to be off.
No, yeah, I don't want it to be off either. But I think the only way I can see Adam Page, somebody else replacing Adam Page for that title shot, is if that title match is not the main event. And the main event is CM Punk versus somebody else, which I can't really think of anybody, unless it's CM Punk versus Adam Page. You know, but I don't really see anyone going toe-to-toe with CM Punk with his, like, first match back 7 years. I mean, would you see anyone in that position if it was a non-title match in the main event with CM Punk? Yeah.
No, not for the main event. No, like, definitely any other portion on the card, yeah, but not for the main event to trump whatever the championship match would be. No. Mm-hmm. See, you see what I mean? We're playing out of the scenarios here. Yeah. And I'm not a fan of any of these scenarios.
Adam Page or no one.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I'm going to go boycott outside.
our running joke we've always had on this channel is that it should always be Pentagon. Like, that is always our answer. If anyone says, like, who's the next feud for this person? Our answer is always Pentagon. It should always be Pentagon. But this is the one time I'm changing my answer. It should always be Hangman Page. That's now my new answer. We've got a bit of a debate going on in the chat about who is the cutest. Is it Ollie? Is it Alex? Even SRS is joining in saying, Ollie, I thought it was you but until now, but it seems like Alex is the cutest.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There is a poll currently up live. Ollie is winning at 60% to 41. Oh, no, it's switching it out in favor. Oh, it's now 50-50.
What is happening?
I don't want to rely on you people, though, Swaff Nation.
Wow.
Because this is home turf. This is home turf. I'll trounce any single one of you in a vote. That weirdly, it didn't happen with Luke yesterday. Everyone voted for Luke and went against logic. Everyone knows Cody should beat Malakai Black in the first feud and that Cody should also beat Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. That's the way it should be for America to win. But I want to beat you in a one-on-one match.
Okay.
Alex.
Let's go.
Yeah. I'm challenging you to kick off. This is an announcement. the parts unknown Fantasy Booking Warfare Return Tournament. Round one. I'm challenging you, Queenie, to come against this guy to book Daniel Bryan's debut in AEW.
Well, challenge accepted, because joke is on you. I've been researching. I've been watching a lot of Ring of Honor Danielson, all that good stuff. I've been on it, so you should be scared. Because I've been doing my research.
Yeah.
Remember when I beat you on Quizlemania like twice? Was that twice? Three times? I don't know. I had you shook at Quizlemania, so, you know. I'm just saying. Yeah, also, I would never treat my fans the way you do. Just saying.
What, these people? These people know what's good for them, and it's an Ollie victory, not only in this poll, but also at Fantasy Booking Warfare. And I know these marks. These marks didn't watch wrestling back then. They only care about recent stuff. And I'm going to tailor that living F word of my fantasy booking to pop each and every single one of them. You've got no chance. I'll see you next Friday.
Damn, Redhead's
well,
sassy.
He is sassy, isn't
they
he?
Have no
he
soul. So Redheads sassy. Have no soul, so.
You get called cute once and it goes straight to your head.
No, Ollie is remarkably winning the poll.
What is the percentage now?
It's 56% of 44.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I don't know how this is going to end.
Well, let's hear what you've all have to say in the Ultra Chats about the topic of CM Punk versus Kenny Omega. If you are just joining us, this is from a Dave Meltzer report. We don't know for a fact, but Dave Meltzer is saying that Hangman Page is out of the All Out main events. Jonathan Hedman says, hey, guys, I won't get to watch live, but I wanted to ask if you thought Vince will hate the yes chance when Bryan Danielson debuts for AEW. Realistically, what do you think Punk and Daniel Bryan will do in terms of adding to their audience? So I think first off to that, do we think that they'll get annoyed at yes chance at WWE shows?
No, I don't. Oh, at WWE shows? That was the question? Okay. I'm going to say no, because at the end of the day, they're still, hey, as long as the fans are reacting and doing something, right?
Yeah, that's true. And they also played off the CM Punk chants like years ago pretty well. So I don't think it'll bother them.
Yeah. I kind of talked about this on a previous podcast, but like, Denise, what do you think? Actually, we talked about this last week, didn't we? So I'm going to ask Alex, what do you think Punk and Bryan might like add to AEW's product in terms of like audience coming in?
I don't know. I think AEW is doing a good job, so I can't see anything. I mean, CM Punk is just going to add so much more exposure to AEW. I do think that a lot of fans are going to go to AEW real quick. Whether I don't want to say WWE fans, just like wrestling fans as a whole, because I know a lot of people that just completely stopped watching because Punk left. And they're just like, I don't even know what's happening in AEW or WWE or New Japan or Impact or anything. So I think he's going to bring back a lot of fans that were casual before, they fell out and they want to get back into it. Daniel Bryan, I think it's tough because it's like, which Daniel Bryan are we getting? Are we getting a new Daniel Bryan? Are we getting Captain Planet eco-friendly Daniel Bryan? Because I would love to see one of those titles turn into a hemp belt.
Oh, yeah.
You should tell her about your friend, Luke. Tell Alex about your friend. The one that we discussed about last week, the one that was a big CM Punk fan and only watched because of CM Punk at your job.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I was at my old job I used to work at. Like a guy was just, he was into wrestling because of CM Punk. And that was it. Like that's pretty much the only guy that he cared about. And like, I don't think that once Punk went, he kind of left watching. Like you were saying then, Alex, I think there are just those people out there that they gave up on the product once he, and will those, can they come back? I'd love to see if they could come back and like, great. Not so much a second boom, but certainly like a massive spike in interest.
I think they will come back. I mean, even like people falling out, but also people got into wrestling because of CM Punk. I mean, Kayla, for example, my beautiful co-host of Church of Joshi, she got into wrestling because of CM Punk. And when she found out, when Sean broke the news online, she was like, I have to find a way to go to All Out. So, like, she, I mean, she named her dog after CM Punk. He's CM Pug. So, you know, I think that could be possible, where a lot of people that fell out or got into wrestling because of him, like, will come back for him. So, we'll just see.
Adam Blamplate said it would be a total WWE move to take Hangman Page out of the main event, but I wouldn't expect that from AEW. When are you going to have a plate on this podcast? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Adam Blamplate's featured on this podcast a fair amount.
I know.
Every now and again.
I see Adam Blamplate all the time. Wait, are we talking about Adam Blamplate, the internet version, or the plate version?
The original version. Oh, no, the internet version. Sorry, not the hardcore original.
Okay.
Do you have the original version?
The hardcore original version is somewhere. I don't know where. Somewhere in this area. He's not here at the moment.
He was looking a bit battered and damaged the last time because
he was a little damaged the last time. He got a little injured in the move, so that was a little unfortunate. But we were thankful though, because his parts are easily replaceable. In fact, we can advance him and make him look even a little bit stronger, a little healthier than he was before. But you know, Spluk is really just showing off, because Spluk has got the physique, man. Spluk is like, I'm built strong, because he was built out of different material. So he's a little bit of a higher species.
It's because no one else measures up to me, and it spells disaster for them at Sacrifice. Hello, Denise, Alex, and Luke. It's from the mayor of Bainesville, Dan. Hope you're all having a fantastic Friday. Who should challenge Kenny Omega in AEW does not matter, because the champion's fate may already have been decided. We will find out more on Impact, most likely August 12th. That's obviously something from the Impact spoilers. Dan's been very excited about these Impact spoilers, which makes me think it's something to do with Brian Myers. Unless it's, of course, something to do with Jay White, in which case, I hope it's something to do with Jay White. Wrestling sign guy. More important than the Hangman versus Omega feud is Hangman versus himself. His self-doubt is red hot. Hangman needs to defeat his demons first, and CM Punk would be great for that. That would be an amazing way to debut CM Punk. That was kind of my first like pitch feud for Hangman Page. It's after he loses it All Out, he then feuds with straight edge CM Punk, telling him your drinking problems are the reason why you fail. It's a ready-made story right there, Alex.
There is definitely something there, BTW.
Yeah, there is definitely something there, especially if he brings back his old like savior gimmick, that straight edge gimmick. There's definitely something there, and that could be really, really good. But I also don't want to see Adam Page lose in Chicago.
Cable Allen. Hangman has to overcome his alcoholism before he gets the title. I don't think a month is long enough for that story. Plus, Full Gear was named after Hangman. He's got to get Full Gear ready this time. That's a very good point, actually. Like, you know, him winning at Full Gear would be, you know, quite thematic. You know, considering that was his gimmick.
Yeah, but I already had my heart set on All Out. So it's like, what are you going to do, man? You got to do something. I don't know. I just feel like, again, kind of touching back on what we just mentioned, we went through the possibilities, and so far nothing here is screaming, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Wilson Simon said, if I were booking it, I would have had Paige be like, no, I have to face Kenny. So he's on AEW Dark, Elevation, Dynamite, all on the same week, multiple times, trying to get back to that top spot as fast as possible. All of the matches Paige has in such a small amount of time, his body is exhausted. He loses clean to Kenny, and then he starts to doubt himself some more. I worked so damn hard, and it was all for nothing. Brian Murphy says, I think waiting on Hangman is the correct decision. I don't like the idea of him pinning Kenny Omega on Dynamite to get a title shot. Also, Kenny needs another belt before he starts losing, probably Jay White's belt. I'm expecting Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage at All Out. Yeah, Jay White's been teasing a match with Kenny on Impact. I wonder if they will do like Kenny versus Jay for his title on an episode of Impact or an Impact pay-per-view coming up.
See, and here's the thing, too, is that we just mentioned, though, I just mentioned, we don't know if this red, when are people going to decide that all of a sudden they're not that interested anymore in Hangman Page? Like, he's red hot right now. This is the time that you pull the plug. So I'm sorry. I have to stick with my original opinion.
Ewan Mullen said, if they do a Mega Punk, then they should do a You're Becoming What You Hate storyline with Punk Darby afterwards. Bucks really need to lose the tag titles to give the titles more value. Now, this thing, actually, I wanted to ask you both, because we had this message yesterday on the AEW stream that someone said that the tag titles have meant very... They feel that the tag titles have been less valuable since the Bucks won them. And I kind of agree with that, because really they've only had one big match, and that was the Moxley-Kingston match Double or Nothing earlier this year. It hasn't really felt like they've, considering they've got like the greatest tag roster on the planet. Denise, it doesn't really feel like they've got a lot of like momentum behind the tag belts at the moment.
I agree, because I do think that you just said it right now. They have an immense amount of talent in their tag team division. And personally, I just feel like that should be the thing that people are like most looking forward to. I mean, obviously, aside from the main title picture and all of that, but be given again that there's just so much depth and so many different tag teams that they have, they all bring something a little different to the table, but then they could all have these type of like matches that you just know are going to be good no matter who they're in the ring with. So yeah, I do agree with that. I do think that, you know, they've obviously used it more in terms of like the storyline and all of that versus actually continue to amplify and grow the tag team division. So, man, I'm just going to stick to what I've been saying. I really want to see Santana and Ortiz become champions. I want to see them do the exact same. I mean, obviously not the exact same thing that they were doing in Impact, but I do think that they should be working at that level that they were working at on Impact Wrestling. And we have not seen that yet here.
I absolutely agree. There's something about the Bucks that they don't need the titles. Like they've already proven that they're one of the best tag teams in the world. And it just doesn't make sense for them to hold the titles now. I feel like maybe next year, if they would have won the titles and had like every single tag team in that division, like go after it and even like change titles every now, like the way that the Raw Championship was with Sasha and Charlotte, why not? There's so many great tag teams. Like Denise said, Santana versus and Ortiz, the Butcher and the Blade even, you know, and you can even get like Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. Like there's so many great tag teams in AEW where I feel like I forget who is in the tag team division because no one has actually really like gone after the tag titles except for non-tag teams, with the exception of the Young Bucks and SCU. SCU were the first ones. And then it was Paige and Omega, which was, again, like, they didn't really need it, but cool. That was a great story that they had together. And then Bucks won it. And then, again, like, Eddie Kingston and Mox. That was a great match. And then that was about it. And that was 2 months ago. I think what they're doing is cool, but what they're doing could be done without the titles, and they could just give other people a better platform for it.
Yep.
Dartrain says, remember when Seth Rollins came back from injury and everyone was mad that they brought him back as a heel? You want to bring Punk back as a heel? Bad idea. That is WWE levels of bad booking. Alex.
All of a sudden, Luke, you're going to act like you didn't agree with Alex and you're going to let her take the lead.
Thank you, Denise.
If you have an opinion, have your opinion, but stick to your guns, Luke. Come on.
Stick to your guns, Luke.
I am sticking to my guns. I do think you should come back.
You buried my baby face idea. Somebody agrees with it. And now you're like, oh, yeah, I was totally up on that idea.
Oh, yeah. I was like totally against that. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Throwing me under the double-decker bus.
That is so mean.
That's how people agreed with me. No, I agree. I still think they should bring it back as a heel.
Yeah, whatever, Luke.
No. That's it. You got to stick to something. Okay, that's it. Stick to something now, and that's it.
I'm sticking to the heel idea.
Okay. That's it. You can't change it anymore.
I'm not changing it anymore.
See, like, let's say, here's the thing. Like, let's say, you know, Alex would have been like, Denise, like, you're wrong because this, this, and that. I would have been like, you know what? I'm still going to stick to babyface because that's just the original decision I came up with. I'm sticking to it, and vice versa.
Yeah, I'm sticking to my guns. I've never swayed from an opinion. Bacon Rasher says,
Twitter would eat you alive. Like, if you're, like, constantly posting your, like, thoughts.
Twitter eats me alive every day because everyone tweets me things of like give me opinions that I never even said. I tweeted out earlier like the link to this video being like the main event should be Hangman Page. Someone replied to that tweet being like, I can't believe you want to replace Hangman Page with CM Punk. I was like, I literally said it should be Hangman Page.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's the thing though. That's what I've been noticing about like social media and all of this. People do not read. They skim. They see what they want to see. And yeah. I've been seeing things like that where people, I'll tweet something and people will be like, well, what about this? And I'm like, bruh, read the comments. But now at this point, I don't respond because other people respond and they'll be like, bro, that was in the comments.
Yeah, I just mute the tweet. I mute the conversation because people will only like, they nitpick the keywords and they're like, whoa, I'm outraged. It's like, it's social media. You're always outraged. I get it. It's fine. Yeah. Like, get over it. But it's also, I just got to mute the conversation. Just put out my hot take and then leave.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing with Twitter too, is you got to be very literal. If you don't explain things to the T, people will be like, well, what about this? And what about that? I'm like, okay, you're reaching now. Like, that's just how social media works, though.
They just don't use their brains. Like, there's something in here that's just, the wheels aren't turning. It just stops, like, gum is stuck in the gears, and they're just like, I can't think any further than just what I think. And it's just like, oh, my God, just get off, log off, go take a walk outside.
However, I think every single person watching this show is excellent and all have excellent opinions.
Oh, Bacon Rash says, look, now you're just trying to be the ultimate baby face here on Russell Talk.
I'm the ultimate baby face here.
Agreeing with the people, making sure that you give them their kudos.
I am the ultimate baby face here. I'm not starting wars with anyone. I think everyone's lovely.
He just wants more followers on Twitter. It's fine.
That's hilarious. I think everybody is lovely.
Everyone is lovely.
Attack Luke. Attack him on Twitter and let's see if he still thinks you're lovely.
Yes, please. At Luke and say, hey, I hate tea. I don't know. English things.
I do love tea. Bacon Rasher says, my opinion is Hangman should have the shot over Punk, but if he does go down on a downward spiral, slowly pushing away the Dark Order, and -1 is the guy to get him back on track to take the title of Omega Punk, then I do think it could be pretty good. Spider65 says, if Hangman versus Kenny is not the main event of All Out, it feels like AEW is betraying their most beloved and loyal, longest running storyline. It seems like they changed their mind midstream because of new signings. Christian versus Kenny is a TV match only.
Yeah.
Rangers Mayhem said, what if the main event is Kenny versus Switchblade for a title for title to continue the belt collector storyline and start an Elite versus Bullet Club storyline? That I like.
It's Jay White versus Omega.
It should still be, yeah. That would be cool for like one, like a New York show or one of the other shows, like the what's the other one that they're good, the Homecoming or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it would be good for a Dynamite or a Rampage. I think for All Out, no, it should be Adam Page. That's it.
I don't know. I will say if it's Page versus Punk as like one of the big marquee matches of All Out, and it's Omega versus Jay White. You know, former like two former IWGP heavyweight champions, the guy that essentially replaced Kenny as the top gaijin of New Japan. I think there's a lot of marquee value around that to the hardcore fans as like a main event for All Out, particularly if it's title for title.
See, but if they were going to do that, I would rather have like a long, proper build instead of just a rush because we have you here and this is the big, you know, the big moment and, you know, we're about to make it happen. I would want a little bit more of a story there. Mm-hmm.
Brett J. Rasmussen said, I do agree that Hangman versus Omega should be the main event. I believe that TK doesn't want Punk's return to overshadow Hangman's win. If Meltzer is correct, it's something else. I trust AEW's booking. There must be something bigger that we don't know. It's a very, very good point.
Rule number one in wrestling, don't trust anybody.
True. Stone Cold said it right.
Tenduji says, I'm going to put this out there. CM Punk debuts as the straight edge superstar coming out to This Fire Burns. I did get a bit of heat yesterday because someone messaged us being like, I don't want him to come out to Cult of Personality. I want him to come out to the Killswitch Engage song. And I said, you're the only person in the world who wants that.
But see, he's had such, all his songs have been great though.
Yeah, all his songs have been good. And I'm not,
it's a bit rubbish though, isn't it?
Like, I don't think the Killswitch Engage song is bad. I think it's good.
It was Randy's song that they dumped onto Punk because Randy had a better song. Like, yeah. That's how bad the song is. Randy did, like, it was like, well, we've got to take this off a top star and give it to this low-level guy over here instead.
I think the Cult of Personality song would be better, but I wouldn't go as far as to say that that song is rubbish, though.
Yeah,
you did say rubbish, didn't you? Or did I add that to your vocabulary? Did I just assume you said rubbish?
No, I did say rubbish, and that's only because I'm not the biggest Killswitch fan. And also, they did a very poor job of covering Faith No More once. And that puts anyone in my bad books. New Punk Red.
Hold on. So you got heat, Luke, and you're still saying everybody is lovely.
Everyone is lovely.
Even when
people get mad at me, like, because is their opinion wrong that they like Killswitch Engage? It's not a wrong opinion. That's a lovely opinion to have.
But they chose to attack your opinion. Why can't your opinion be lovely too?
I know that mine is.
I'm just trying to turn Luke against the people. The people against Luke.
I'm going to cut a you people promo.
Yeah, come on here. You people used to love me.
New Punk Rant. So, New Punk Rants for any of our viewers who haven't been watching the AEW streams. 2 years ago, when Chris Jericho and MJF did the promo back and forth, when they mentioned Juventud Guerrera, and MJF was like, "Who the hell is that?" And Chris Jericho said, "Google it." Ever since that day, New Punk Rants has been messaging, I'm not joking here, basically every single AEW stream saying they need to bring in Juventud Guerrera. Juventud Guerrera is the guy to bring into this company. Yesterday was a celebration day for New Punk Rants. We had genuine, like, there was almost like a party in the streets in our Ultra Chats because people were so happy for New Punk Rants that he got his Juventud Guerrera dream.
He manifested every single stream. So there you go. Manifestation works.
Yeah, it does. Put it out into the universe and you will soon receive.
But New Punk Rant said, "Hey, everyone. Hope everyone is having a juicy morning." Now I know it's most likely.
Oh, I'm always juicy.
Oh, Denise.
I broke Luke. I officially broke you. Hey, don't lie, Luke. You know you're always juicy, too.
Oh, my God. I do have juice for morning.
They both got the juice now.
Oh, so you're juicy in the morning, Luke's. Good to know. I just called you Luke's. You're juicy Luke's. In the morning.
Juicy Luke's. Juicy Luke's.
Juicy Luke. Oh, my God. Right. I know it's most likely a one-off, but if he does sign with AEW, how would you book Juventud Guerrera? I personally feel he would do well in dark and elevation matches with the odd Dynamite appearance. Is there anything else you'd like to see Juventud do, Denise, if he does stick around for...
I really like him, too, as, like, a person as well. So I'm just, like, happy that he's getting this opportunity. And, oh, man, like, there was a moment where, like, you can say that he was literally on par with Rey Mysterio. And I think a lot of people do forget that. So I think it's just going to be interesting to see, like, you know, how he fits into the roster, what things he does. And I do think that, obviously, the suggestion about Dark and all of that, I do think that would be a good place to also, you know, just have a different types of matches, add more variation. I mean, that's kind of dumb, though, because AEW already has a lot of variation. But just to continue adding to that.
Alex?
Wouldn't it be cool if he, like, introduced, like a junior heavyweight title or something, or, like, a cruiserweight in AEW? I feel like that'd be cool. But, I'm excited to see the juice come back. I think it's funny how people say that AEW books like WCW, and they're like, you know what, we do, let's bring in the juice. But it's great stuff. I mean, like, it's one of those things where it's like, he's one of those wrestlers that, like, sadly he's under the radar and you sort of forget a little bit, you know? And then when they brought him back, like, timeline was going wild. The timeline's like, oh my God, I have to tune in to Dynamite next week, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, me too, bud. I'm excited to see that. I'm really excited to see this old feud play out with Jericho. I'm interested to see what the next labor is going to be, though.
Because he got, he has to keep topping it, you know?
Yeah. It's like, how are you going to top that?
We had a prediction for one of them that they're going to do a tag match, and he's going to have a partner, but that partner can't be like a contracted star to AEW and stuff. And he's going to bring out Paul White, and we'll get like a Jerry Show reunion.
Oh, that would be something. Might as well.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to think there should have been more labors, because we can keep getting like this random uniqueness in every single week.
Yeah. I was just going to say real quick, or Jericho finally gets his Goldberg match.
No.
I don't think it'll happen, but dreams come true. I don't know.
Alex, I'm pretty sure you love Goldberg.
Just manifest
right?
I hate Goldberg, Luke. I hate him.
Denise, what are you?
I know,
do you
Denise.
About Goldberg?
I know, Denise.
He's saying, why, Alex? Why do you hate me?
And he's saying, I will eat you. I will eat you. Swampa saying, I will eat you.
Blind Raw says, do you know who from the New Japan side, do you know who from New Japan, aside from Tanahashi, isn't booked for the MetLife Dome shows at All Out Weekend? Won't need much build for a main event, huge pay-per-view. Ibushi, provided he's healthy, is a suggestion. I'm pretty sure, I think we're going to get Tanahashi versus Moxley at All Out. That's one of my big predictions for the show.
I like how you say it's your big prediction. Like, we don't all know that's probably the direction they're heading in, Luke.
My prediction. And that's why, because I play it safe, Denise. If you play it safe all the time, you always win.
Oh, it was just funny because you're like, this is my big prediction. I was like, I think everybody's predicting this.
Oh, yeah. No one has a unique take in wrestling anymore.
That's it. Unique takes are gone.
Wrestling Talk Sign Guy said, since Ollie, I've already read ahead on this, and by the way, this has made me very excited. Since Ollie is BFFs with Eddie, I wanted to share a story for Luke. I met Britt Baker earlier this year at a convention. She couldn't do a bumper for the podcast, and she has to get it approved by AEW, but she did know Luke. This means you're pretty much best friends.
What? Wow. You're famous, Luke. You are famous. That's marvelous.
That has made my weekend. I'm not even joking. That has literally made my weekend.
That's so
marvelous.
Nice.
Britt Baker knows me.
Does that mean she'll like your
Twitter bio, by the way?
Yeah.
Britt Baker knows me. I'm gonna change it right now.
That
should be your Twitter bio, and also see if she can like hook you up with like a dental discount or something. Maybe she can give you a free cleaning. She's a dentist. Did you know that she's a dentist?
Is she really? Oh, yeah. She really comes up.
Not very well known, but yeah. As well.
I could have done with that. I spent so much money on dental work this year. I could have really done with some handouts. Wrestling Talk Sign Guy, has anyone contacted AEW about the New Punk rant story? I've seen them do special things for Superman before, and if New Punk is in the US, I think they do something for him. They even did meet and greets during the show at the Miami Dynamite. There you go, everyone. Everyone message to AEW, see if we can get something happening there. Baliar Lasagna. So what are your thoughts on the AEW Dynamite Domino's nonsense? Seems like that journalist basically snitch tagged Domino's, trying to get them to respond just to stir up controversy against AEW. We kind of talked a little bit about this before we came on air, because we were going to do this as our second story if we had time. So let's do it now. Alex, I'll come to you first. What are your thoughts on the Domino's so you haven't seen the story, but let's just a quick brief overview. During the main event last night of Jericho versus Gage, when Gage was cutting Jericho's head open with a pizza cutter, they cut to a Domino's commercial. Everyone on the internet thought it was hilarious. Everyone was talking about Domino's. Domino's has never had so much free press of everyone mentioning Domino's left, right, and center on social media. Everyone thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Apart from Domino's, who are stuffy and middle-aged and dorks, mm-hmm. and they think it's a bad thing. Oh, and I don't think I want to sponsor this show anymore because of TV14. Bad image for our company. So they may now pull out their sponsorships for the show, which I think is incredibly lame. Alex, what do you think?
It is incredibly lame. And I think it also proves that Pizza Hut is the superior pizza joint. It's weird because, like, again, like you said, like, that's pretty much free press for them. Like, it was a funny moment. It was one of those moments where, like, I watched it with a couple of friends on Wednesday, and we were all like, what is going on? First of all, it was insane to see a death match like that. Nick Gage on national TV using the pizza cutter. And then right after, they cut to, here's Domino's 5 for 5 deal, whatever it was. Like, it's hilarious at the end of the day. And I feel like some people were like, well, that's pretty cool. I think I'm going to order Domino's next pay-per-view or something. And then they were like, nah, we're going to pull it out. I think it's pretty lame. And even like PBR even was poking fun of it. And Pabst Blue Ribbon posted a picture of a Pabst Blue Ribbon can with a pizza cutter on top. So like, it's just one of those things where it's like, why can't you just play along? Why do you have to be that person? You know, I don't know. Right. I do get it. But at the same time, it's just like, just have some fun with it. You know, you could have posted something like a picture of Nick Gage with a pizza box of Domino's, Photoshop it, and maybe even play along with it. And like, we don't really agree with this, but hey, if you want to deal with Domino's, here's a code or something fun. You know, it's pretty lame that they were like, no, we don't like it. It's like, get out of here. Pizza is better.
Luke, what's going on with the article that published this story?
How do you mean?
The first people that apparently published a story about Domino's and AEW, I read somewhere that it was a specific site, and there's this whole theory about who fed the information to Domino's and all of this.
Really now?
Yeah.
Denise with the inside scoop.
Okay, then I'm going to wait. I'll double check that. But this is like, you got to keep in mind, I was at the game yesterday. So I was looking at things like very like sporadically. But there's this whole like theory about like the site that first reported it and who it's run by or who owns it or something like that. And so there's a theory that there, I don't want to say, but there's a theory that someone specific essentially like snitched, you know. Huh. So take that for what you will.
I should add as well, Balear Lasagna added hashtag PBRA all day. Oh man, I said that all wrong. But it's the post-Roman stuff. Marion Francis Balin, I am hoping for a continuation of the belt collector storyline, thinking of Switchblade for the never open weight or Horseshoe Tanahashi for the US title. Thoughts? Possibilities are endless with the swerve. AEW has the benefit of the doubt, I think, which I would agree with. Perseus M said, with all the religious parallels, what are your opinions on a Miro versus Malakai Black feud?
That would make sense considering that Miro was doing the whole divine right. And then Malakai Black, obviously, you know, still doing the Cody thing, but down the road, why not?
Yeah, Alex? For that TNT title too. I want to see that. I really want to see that.
Joe Strikes said, stars deemed injury prone by WWE are getting injured in AEW. Like, I think that's unfair, Joe. I'm going to just put that out now. I think it's unfair to say that FTR are injury prone because of what happens during the match with Santana and Ortiz. I think that's very unfair. It'll be interesting to see how long Brian will last before an injury. A lot of fans dropped because wrestling is not cool. Brock kept people in by being legit UFC champion, but Punk lost that. Yeah, I think like some people said that, you know, Punk's stock will have dropped because of the UFC losses. But I think looking at like the numbers that this channel has done, the numbers that like all other channels are doing when they mention CM Punk, shows that that man still has a lot of cred. Like, I know that, hey, it was fun to make fun of the UFC losses, but you know what? I don't think anyone cares about that anymore. And people really don't mind.
I'm sorry, but if you're making fun of that, then that just shows that you're not very bright, because I don't know how to tell this to people, but MMA is real.
Yeah, agree. Like, it takes a lot of guts to just walk into that octagon, let alone like train to be in the octagon. And he did take the time to do it properly, and he did it. And you know what? He tried his best. You know, he did. He tried his best with his last fight. I think that he technically won that one because the guy was just showboating at the end of the day, and Dana White hated that so much. But at the same time, those are two different realms where, you know, Brock Lesnar went into UFC and he's proven himself and he won and he was a monster and this and that. And CM Punk, you know, he came up short. And within that realm, CM Punk, I'm sorry to say, is a nobody. But in wrestling, for the things that he did in wrestling, Ring of Honor, WWE, and now even 7 years in that gap, the things that he did there, like, it's... he's done so much in wrestling where, of course, if he comes back, it's with open arms, you know? So it's different realms, in my opinion.
I actually think it also I think that it also gives him more credibility that he dove into the world of MMA. And I just feel like, I'm sorry, like, even though I know his losses, you can say, were, like, embarrassing, I still think that because he went in there, I think that gives him credibility, even if he lost.
Mm-hmm. And actually, as Gatecrashers pointed out, his last fight was overturned because Mickey Jackson tested positive for weed. So there you go. Punk's actually got a good record now. Rev Sir said, I just want TK to flex and buy the rights to all three CM Punk songs and play sections in a grand medley for his return.
Oh, God. Give them people what they want.
I like this from William Rosmer, who says, Randy Orton famously didn't like Burn My Light. I'm not sure you can use Randy didn't like it as a measure of song quality.
I will say,
Burn My Light was a banging song, though. Hey, that's a great number. A great little ditty. CJ Lilly says, hey guys, the main difference between WWE and AEW at the moment is that Tony seems to be having fun while Vince isn't, but also makes the reports Vince is trying to kill his own product rather than sell it. I'm not sure I buy into the idea that Vince is trying to kill the product. I do buy the idea that he might be selling it, but I don't think he's going to kill it.
And we don't know that he's not having fun. I mean, we all saw that video that went viral of him working out. I mean, if he was not having fun and miserable, it would show in all aspects of his life.
Yeah, also that video of him dropping and showing Gronk how to do the drop on the mat, like that looks like a dude having a great time.
Exactly.
I say the investors call yesterday was just him saying, like, have you seen all our numbers go up? Business is great at the moment. CJ Lilly, hope you guys are doing well. Just wanted to ask when we're getting the next mailbag podcast on Patreon, and can we have the year anniversary of Alexa being attacked by the feed on Saturday? Can we talk about how the story started, how Bray could return? The next Patreon podcast episode with me and Denise, we recorded first Thursday of next month, I believe.
Okay. Denise,
I need to book you into that. And yes, we are nearing the 1 year anniversary of the Alexa Fiend storyline kicking off, I guess. I don't think we're going to do like a big special on it or anything, but we may, it may come up on the Raw show, you know, whenever Alexa does do something. But yeah, I mean, let's get some thoughts out there. I know, Denise, you've made your thoughts on the Alexa Lily Fiend stuff pretty clear. Alex, how do you feel about it?
It makes me very uncomfortable. I don't like it. I like Alexa as a performer. She does her best with what she's given, as anybody does. And with, I thought she looked really cool at WrestleMania with that crown and like the goo coming out. But it's weird. It's weird because, like, in my opinion, I've seen her potential with what she's done with her other character, if you will. Like when she won the Elimination Chamber and she cut that promo where she's like, I just want to thank nobody. And she like turned on everybody. Like she can do so much. And with what she, and with that whole Fiend thing, like it was cool, but now it's just like, I don't understand the road that they're going with. The childlike behavior makes me pretty uncomfortable. I'm not a fan of it. That's my opinion.
Denise?
We need an end game. I think that's what Alex is trying to get at, too. The fact that, like, it doesn't seem like there's an actual end game for this. I mean, I've already said my piece on this. I think that, you know, I like Alexa Bliss. I like her acting in this. I like the... a lot of, like you mentioned, the look and, you know, how she comes out. I like the concept of it. I just think that, yeah, the whole playground thing and the whole like little girl stuff was not needed whatsoever. And if they would have found a way to make this work in a way that it was believable versus every week her doing some new superpower, it stopped making sense. So if they would have made sense of it and not made it into like this cutesy little creepy girl thing, then eliminate those two aspects of it and they could have had something here with that.
Mm-hmm. Bobby G says, hey ladies and gents, thanks for all the content. I ran across this morning. It's a new video from 2 minutes to Late Night. It's a hardcore version of Where Is My Mind featuring Orange Cassidy. I actually watched this the other day because it came up in my Twitter feed. I would recommend people go and check it out. If you do like Where Is My Mind, you may not like the song that much because it is quite a cover. It's quite a hardcore cover of it. And it's, as a die-in-the-wool Pixies fan, it was a bit like, I'm not sure I like this version of the song, but I appreciate the effort. And lastly, from Cairo, it says, I've got a joke for you all. For all you beautiful individuals, how did the potato cross the road? It scalloped.
Ah, that's cute. I like that. That's cute.
Alex stifling her laugh.
Was it not cute, Alex?
Good effort. Good effort. That's
all. It's a cute little joke.
It was cute. I like that. I feel like I could have read that off of like a Laffy Taffy. It was real cute.
Yeah.
Laffy Taffy sounds fun. Speaking of covers, I, as a bit of an update, I lost the war with Denise Salcedo.
England, oh yeah, did you did.
England did not win the Euro 2020 finals. Boo, sad. Which means Denise did not have to sing Three Lions by the Lightning Seeds with Elin Skinner. But I do have to do a cover of, it was Shake It Off, right?
Yes. Did you do it already?
Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. No. And the reason for it is because I'm working on something. And I've been working with someone.
Does it come with a dance routine?
I'm working on something with someone. And I should have it for debuting next week. I should have it for next week.
I'm excited. Okay. That's a good tease.
Hopefully so. Should be able to debut on next week's show. But that is all we've got time for on this edition of the Wrestle Talk podcast. Thank you so much, Alex, for joining us today. Where can people find you?
Yes, thank you so much for asking me to come on. This was fun. This was a lot of fun. Where can people find me? I am on Twitter, Queen of the Ring with two G's. You can find me there. Instagram, _ Queen of the Ring, twitch.tv/Queen of the Ring. I'm there streaming Mondays and Fridays. On Mondays, we've been watching Total Divas. We started the first season. I have not watched Total Divas, so it is a journey. We've been counting down when Nikki Bella is getting the ring. It's 4 years, which is like 5 seasons. So it's a long journey. It's a long road. So we've been doing that on Mondays. And of course, Church of Joshi every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern time. If you have ever wanted to get into Joshi, this is your chance. Come join the congregation. Follow us everywhere, Church of Joshi on Twitter and Instagram. And good stuff. We'll be back this Sunday, 12 p.m. Is that it? There's so many things. Denise, I'm pretty sure you understand. Like, where am I? I'm everywhere.
I just tell people follow me on Twitter because that's where I post everything.
There you go.
Who's the topic for Church of Joshi this week?
It is, I got to bring it up. I actually have to post the ad. It's an older wrestler.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I put you on the spot now.
You did put me on the spot. It's okay. Shinobu Kondori. She's really, really good. She's had really good classics against Akira Hokuto, Manami Toyota, Aja Kong, of course. So we're going to really dive in deep with her because I love old 90s Joshi wrestling. So this is your chance. If you ever wanted to check out somebody new from that era, please come follow us.
Joshi bless. you cannot get merchandise, which upsets me greatly.
It's sold out before payday. I'm sorry.
Before payday, Alex. Why did you go on a Friday when I got paid? Get away.
It was on a Friday. I think.
Well, I was busy.
Yeah, it was.
Denise, what do you got coming up?
I have about a million things. So just go on Twitter and or on Instagram at _ Denise Salcedo. I have shows pretty much every single day. Lots of stuff. Go to Twitter at _ Denise Salcedo and then youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. I promote everything on there.
Denise, it is a weekend where there is no wrestling show on, as far as I know. So what have you got on?
I actually have. Let me think. I think I'm just going to be working on videos. What about you?
Well, our plans have become a bit scuppered, unfortunately. So we went to go to Hastings this weekend and go see a friend of ours, which we were really looking forward to. But apparently it's going to rain all day. And then we were supposed to be having a barbecue on the Sunday with our friends coming around so they can come and see our new house. But apparently it's going to rain all day. So
oh, no.
A lot of our plans are kind of falling apart at the seams.
You can't do like maybe an indoor party?
And we may just do the indoor thing as well. Like, that's probably what we'll do. But like, because they bring in their kids over as well, we don't want to like, you know, crowd everyone around each other. Like,
that makes sense. Yeah.
It felt much safer when it was outside, but you know, we'll see what happens on the Sunday.
Oh yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. Like, I forgot. Duh. Yeah. You're like, sorry.
Maybe, but like, I was gonna say, well, maybe, you know, we'll do something along those lines. Maybe we'll just do like a smaller version of it. And it sucks as well. I bought a new barbecue.
Oh, no. And
it took me 4.5 hours to assemble last weekend because it came in so many.
Why is it raining though? It's the summer.
I know, Denise, I am fuming. I'm actually fuming. You know what annoys me the most? There's some sun outside this house right now, which is why I've had to put my sheets up, because there's sun streaming into this window. Where were you? Where are you tomorrow? Where are you tomorrow and Sunday?
I mean, is it for sure that it's going to rain?
Let's have another check of BBC weather.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, you know, sometimes they lie or it rains, but it only rains like a couple of dots. And you're like, well, I could have had a full day out.
Yeah, it is still saying Saturday. There is, let's have a look. Saturday, 2:00, there's a 50% chance of rain, then 73% from 3:70.
Oh, yeah, it's raining.
And Sunday's slightly better. It's 32% chance of rain from 2 p.m. onwards.
I don't even remember the last time I saw rain.
Oh, I can. It was this week. It was yesterday, in fact. I this morning I saw rain.
Wow. No, here, I think we're like kind of a little bit in a drought. I'm not too sure. Like, some parts of California are still in a drought.
Oh, no. I mean, is that bad? Like, does that affect you in some way?
Not me, but like other people, yeah, it does. I was reading an article about it, and like, we were in a drought for like a while, and then we got nice amount of rain for like a while there, and then we got out of the drought. But I think now, because we haven't had that much rain, we might be heading back that direction.
Do you know what? And I'm also, Denise, dealing with a bit of FOMO.
Why?
This weekend, because this weekend is the UK Board Game Expo. It's a UK Game Expo. It's one of my favorite like weekends of the year, where it's basically just like a big board game tabletop convention. Me and my brother used to go every year. We went for like 5-6 years on the trot. Obviously not last year, because it wasn't on last year. And this is the first year I'm missing in quite some time. But Adam, Laurie, and Ollie are meeting up and going together.
Without you?
Well, that is, you know, that's on me, because like, you know, cases rising and all this, but also because I had planned already to go to Hastings that weekend. So I'm not going.
That is so sad.
So I am a bit sad about all of that. I'm gutted that I'm not going to be there. But you know what?
I'm sad that you're not going to be there. I want to just be like this nice little reunion.
I'm sure they're going to have a terrible time without me. I mean, we're gearing up for our big reunion over SummerSlam week. But yes, I'm dealing with a bit of FOMO this weekend, but I'm sure I'm going to have a nice time as well.
What do you guys do for SummerSlam week? The reunion.
So we've got, we recently passed 50,000 subscribers on the channel on WrestleTalk podcast. And part of that, so the goal was we would do a marathon stream of all the Attitude Era WrestleManias. So 14 through to 17. So we're thinking we're going to use that to kick off SummerSlam week. So that would be, this is like at the moment, I'm not saying this is definitely the plan, everyone, if you are getting excited, but currently the plan might be, we'll do that on the Monday, like an all day stream on the Monday. Tuesday, Ollie and I review Raw. Wednesday, Pete and Tempest review SmackDown. Thursday, Ollie and I review Dynamite. Friday, we live stream our reactions to Rampage, because that's going to be the one in Chicago, which possibly with the Punk stuff. And then we would do the live reaction stream for SummerSlam as well. And then the review on the Sunday and the reactions to TakeOver on the Sunday and the review on the Monday. So it would be like a full like week whole thing of like all of us together just and like, having a big old party.
That is. And then I'm going to have FOMO. The FOMO is going to pass on to another person.
You're right. It's gonna be good. Before I do let you go, and you know, because you're a very busy person and got a lot of work on, how are you planning to earn back the £200 $200 that you owe your fiance?
I'm just not gonna say anything. My plan is just not to bring it up anymore.
Denise, if I can steal one of your phrases, bruh, no, you can't.
You know what? I'm already marrying the guy. It's his fault now. You know, my problems are his problems.
isn't that $200 in and of itself? I'm marrying the guy.
That's it. Like, you know what? The way I see it, he's getting more than $200. He's fine. And it was funny too, because like, he's the one who buys the groceries, and like, I give money for the groceries, right? But like the last like 2 months, like the last month, I didn't give that much because my siblings had like birthday parties and I was buying their gifts and all of this. I told my fiance, I was like, I can only give you like just a couple of like just a little bit this month. Like, I can't afford to give you more, right? And he was like, wow. So here I am paying for all the groceries and your games. And I was like, oops.
And you were so bored of the game. What game did you go to?
We went to go see the Athletics versus the Angels at Angel Stadium. And I got bored like around the fifth inning. So I was like, I want to play my game. And then like that turned into a whole thing. And then I ended up not even playing my game. I mean, it was this whole thing. It was funny.
I mean, you seem to go on for a long time. Like, probably a
they
bit
do.
Too long. Like, baseball in particular seems like a really long game.
It is a long game. And see, like, for me, I'm kind of used to going to the games now. But, like, for my fiance, like, he loves to be there. Like, he could go to a game every night. But, like, me, like, no, I can't. Like, I'll enjoy it for a couple of innings. Then I'll get tired. And I'm just like, when is this game going to end?
My brother, when he was touring around America, he went to a baseball game once. And he said it was the most boring thing he's ever been to in his life.
But he's not a baseball fan, is he?
No, he's not a baseball fan. So, you know, I think that kind of like certainly, you know, it didn't help in the scenario. But also, he's like, God, it kept going on and on and on and on. And it never ended.
It's like 3 hours, I think. I'm not too sure. Oh. But you've never been to a baseball game, have you?
I have not been to a baseball game. No,
like, you don't like baseball either, do you?
I don't really. I've never watched a baseball game. Like, not even on TV or anything. Well, we don't really get it here. So, like, I've never really watched it.
Oh my God, I can't even fathom that. See, you would be bored then. You would be so bored. Because, like, at least me, like, I feel like I understand the game. I like the team. So I can at least, you know, get into it. You know, I understand what's happening and all of that. But even then, I get bored because I'm not like a diehard fan.
But you know what I do like? I like movies based around baseball.
What? How is that? Like, did you watch Moneyball?
I did, and I thought it was very enjoyable. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I watched 42, and I really enjoyed that. What's the one with the kid where he, like, he breaks his arm, and then it turns out his arm's amazing at throwing pitches. It's
I don't think I saw that one.
That's really good. Major League is really good. There's
did you watch
of, like,
The Sandlot? You
know, yeah, Sandlot Kid, like all that sort of stuff. I love movies around baseball. Do you know what I love? I actually quite enjoy watching American football. I think that's a fun sport to watch. I do get into that. I don't know if I'd want to go to a live game of it, though, because, again, very long. But a friend of mine, one of my very good friends, actually loves American football. And he goes, when they do the games over here, he always goes to those. And he absolutely loves it.
Yeah, I feel like, if anything, American football is definitely what gets more popular over there than, like, baseball. At least from my understanding, I'm not too sure about that. But it is pretty interesting, though. Like, it's so weird that you've never been to a baseball game. Because, like, here, especially because the tickets are so cheap, like, you know, families can go with their kids and, you know, for, like, $6 or, like, whatever the ticket prices are. And you can sit anywhere. Like, you don't even have to sit, like, super close because no matter what, like, you can see what's happening in the game, like, no matter where you sit. So, but it was really fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, but I would say, I think it's probably because, like it doesn't get aired over here, but the Super Bowl does. Super Bowl final gets, like, that's coverage on BBC. Mm-hmm. Like, that is mainstream coverage. The only game that gets, like, mainstream coverage.
Wow.
World Series stuff, that doesn't get aired over here.
Wow, that is just crazy. I can't even, like, I think my fiance is going to flip when I tell him you've never seen a baseball game. He's going to be like, what? This is like his life. So he's going to be like, what? And we're going to go to New York actually in September to go see the Jets play at MetLife Stadium. And he's never seen them play at MetLife Stadium because they hardly ever come out here to the West Coast. And the only time we've been was one time, and it was in San Diego when they were playing the Chargers. And so, like, we've only been to one game. And so, like, and he's a diehard, like, he's a diehard football fan. Like, he's a diehard sports fan, but, like, the New York Jets and the Oakland Athletics are, like, his life. So it's going to be pretty exciting to go actually see the Jets at MetLife Stadium. So So that was a gift from me, BTW. Oh, so I may owe him the $200, but you know what? I paid for this trip to go to New York and see the Jets.
That's a really nice gift.
Yeah, it was a birthday gift
as well. Is your football team still the Raiders?
No. Yes. No. No. Raiders isn't in Las Vegas. No, we're the Rams. Rams and Chargers are here in LA.
Raiders. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Rams and Chargers are in LA. Raiders. I thought they were. They're in Oakland. Yeah, they're in Oakland. And then I think.
Okay. So. Oh right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was partly right. Because that's the other thing as well that I found really interesting. I didn't know about this when we were kids, right? So, like, my friend went to America, and he came back with a LA Raiders hat. And then a friend of mine also went over there, and he got, and when the Raiders moved to another place, and I think that they moved to Oakland or something, right? And then, like, and I think the joke in baseball is the Oakland Raiders moved to LA and then back to Oakland. No one in Los Angeles even noticed. And so, like, he had this LA Raiders hat, and then someone came back and had an Oakland Raiders hat. And we were like, why are they different? This doesn't make any sense because our teams don't move. Our teams, they are just in the places they are. So we found it so fascinating that, like, they are just franchises that just, like, pick up and just pick up to a different location.
It's so weird. And I think, like, the Angels, I think they're technically, like, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, which doesn't make sense because Anaheim is not in Los Angeles. It's in Orange County. And then the Athletics, they're going to move over. They're probably going to be moving from Oakland to Las Vegas. So they're probably going to be the Las Vegas Athletics. I don't know. It's this whole thing.
I don't even know how you can get into a team then. If your team's always moving around, do you
just like you're loyal to the team, not necessarily like some people are loyal to the city and the team. Although their favorite team is because that's their city. But then there's people that are loyal like to other like my fiance is not from New York, but his team is the New York Jets, you know?
I see. Right. Okay. I'm with you now. Anyway, well, do you know what? You need to get on with the rest of your day and I need to go and edit this podcast. But thank you all so much for watching. Thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next week with a new special guest. Denise, do you want to give any last plugs before you head on out of here?
Twitter and Instagram at @_DeniseSalcedo.
I have updated my Twitter profile to let everyone know that Britt Baker knows who I am. So everyone go and check that out. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everyone. I love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.